And moving on, Syrians are witnessing yet another deadly day. At least 15 people have been killed in a car bomb blast in the capital. 9 of those killed in the explosion have been civilians, while the others are reported to be Syrian army forces. Over 30 people have also been injured. Local media say the blast took place when a bomber detonated a car packed with explosives in front of a bus stop in the Somariya district. The area in western Damascus is home to a complex housing families of soldiers fighting against foreign-backed insurgents. Syria has seen a rise in such attacks since government forces escalated their mop-up operations to clear more areas of the foreign-backed militants. Let's get more now from Mohammed Ali, our correspondent in Damascus. So, Mohammed, what else can you tell us about this explosion?
Yes, Huma, as you've just said, at about 4 p.m. Damascus time, a booby-trapped car was exploded in Somariya area. A person was driving it. He parked it near the entrance of the bus station over there in Somariya and then detonated the car. The result was the death of about 15 people and the injury of about 35 people. Others, of course, there were heavy damage because of the explosion. A lot of cars were damaged as a result. And this is usually a very crowded bus station and crowded area because large numbers of passengers usually use this bus station to travel from Syria to Lebanon. And this is why we have seen that there are about 15 people killed and 35 injured, a large number because of this explosion. This is not the first time, Huma, that armed men target this same bus station because it is crowded. This is not the first time a booby-trapped car explodes in that area. We also know, Huma, that there are several other attacks by foreign-backed militants against the residential neighborhoods inside Damascus. Today, there were a lot of mortar shells that fell on residential areas like Baghdad Street, like Al-Mazra'a, and other parts of the city of Damascus. Actually, 3 people were killed because of such mortar attacks in Baghdad Street in Damascus. One child was also killed in the same way because of mortar shells in the area of Sheikh Mahdin, also in Damascus. There were several other people injured, among them women and children. Of course, we have been witnessing such attacks using mortar shells by the...
Well, I'm afraid we lost Mohammed Ali, our connection there with our correspondent in Damascus. I do apologize for that. We'll try to bring him back, though, in our news bulletins later on. But let's move on. And now back to one of our headline stories, and that is the explosion we told you about in Syria. Our correspondent Mohammed Ali is back with us to tell us more. Mohammed, you were telling us after, you know, the latest reports about the explosions of further attacks and bombings that have happened in Syria. Do go ahead.
Yes, Huma, I was saying that it was not the only attack, this car bomb explosion that targeted Al-Somariya and killed about 15 people and injured 35. There were also other attacks by foreign-backed militants using mortar shells. Several mortar shells fell on several parts and residential neighborhoods of Damascus, killing in Baghdad Street 3 people and injuring about 11 others. Also, another mortar shell fell on an area called Sheikh Mahdin, also in Damascus, killing a child and injuring several others, among them women and children. We know, Huma, that during the past couple of 2 months, such attacks increased by the militants, the mortar shell attacks at residential neighborhoods, claiming the lives of many civilians, among them children and also women. We know that the Syrian Foreign Ministry sent letters, official letters, to the United Nations describing such attacks and speaking about such attacks. And of course, in particular, the latest one was speaking about how the foreign-backed insurgents are targeting, in particular, the Christian population and Christian neighborhoods inside Damascus. Previously, also, the Christians were attacked in areas and Christian historic areas like Ma'loula and Sadat in Damascus countryside. Of course, the aim, according to the experts and the Syrian government, they want the pro-government Christians, since that they are pro-government, to be forced out of their country. However, they are staying. So, Huma, we can see that all of those attacks are coming following the advances of the Syrian army in Damascus countryside, the gains they're getting, the more ground they're getting, because every day in the past week, we have been hearing that armed men were being killed, large numbers of them, including their leaders. Just today, a leader of an armed group in Deir Salman in Damascus countryside, yet another one was also killed. His name, he is leader of the so-called Liwa al-Qaqa'a Brigade. The army, in the meantime, whom, if I have time, continues military operations, gaining more success in areas like Deir Atiyah, Al-Qalamun, and Damascus countryside. And finally, today, the Syrian army entered Deir Atiyah hospital, which the foreign-backed militants were occupying. They found that foreign-backed militants murdered over there 5 doctors, 5 nurses, and 2 ambulance vehicle drivers.
Thank you very much, Mohammed Ali, our correspondent, with all the latest information there.